Hello, hello, hello. This is Tasnia, your favorite realtor. I'm actually a guest on this podcast, guys. So get used to my voice because I'm going to be coming here a lot more. So today we're actually going to be talking about a very, very, very hot topic. It's actually going all around social media. And my friend here, the co-host,
Mansoor Mirza,
will be talking about the new legislation that's been launched named by the legislation called OSFI, and we're going to talk about how, like, Mansoor, so tell me about this cap that the OSFI has put on the borrower's limits when it comes to lending or qualifying for a mortgage.
Thank you, Tasnia, for bringing this very important and very, I should say, concerning topic today in our podcast. OSFI is introducing a legislation, and they are planning to implement starting January 1st, 2025, to put a cap on the borrower capacity of borrowing funds for the mortgage, and they are bringing 4.5% of their total income, annual income. So with that said, it means that if somebody has an income of $200,000, 4.5 will bring approximately $800 or around $900 value. So that means they can only borrow up to that number, $900,000, and calculating this $900,000 borrowed money, it means that they can only purchase a property of about $1.1 million, because after 20% down, they can only borrow up to this level. So this is the cap is going to be introduced starting January 1st, 2025.
So how will this affect the real estate market, especially for the buyers and sellers?
You know, I would say that it has pros and cons. The positive side of this is that it will restrict many of those individuals who are buying multiple properties. They have a lot of money and they can invest into the real estate. But those individuals like beginners and students and young generation who does not have a lot of money available, they are getting crushed even today. So I see for them, it is going to be very valuable change, putting a cap which will bring more properties on the market for them. It will bring the balance market, and it will take away those individuals who are just investing into the real estate because they have a lot of money.
Okay, that sounds fair. So how would this affect, do you think it's going to end off being a seller's market or a buyer's market?
You know, in my opinion, I personally don't like to see the seller or buyer market. I love to see the balance market, because in seller's market, the sellers are controlling. And I remember, being in the industry for 17 years, that when we see the seller market, when we are representing the buyers, buyers get trouble and we get frustrated, they get frustrated. If they ask me that on an $800,000 listed property, how much should I offer? And it's a very challenging question to answer, because even if I say to offer $850, somebody with the deep pocket might come and offer them $900 or $950. And we have seen people offering $200,000 or $300,000 over asking. So in my opinion, this will bring a balanced market, and it will take away the more chances of getting shifted to seller or shifted to buyer, because we have recently seen that buyer's market, because now the buyers are not offering or not bringing the offer according to the market value. They are offering too low. So that also is not healthy for our market. So we love to see the balanced market. So I am predicting with this legislation, it will help us bringing a balanced market for our residents of Canada.
Okay, that's incredible. So what's the average cap on, let's say, $1 million property for a mortgage?
You know, in this case, which we are seeing, the $4.5 million property means that now the people, whoever is willing to buy, they might can only get to 80% obviously loan, and 80% loan should be 4.5% of their annual income. So whatever that somebody has annual income today, I will recommend you that after January 1st, 2025, the best way for you to see that what you qualify for is take on your CRA numbers, get your annual income, and on the annual income, multiply it by 4.5, and then you can see what you can afford. I gave an example that 4.5 for a $200,000 income person, they can only afford up to 875 or around 900, because I'm not using calculator, I'm just calculating in my mind. So 850 to 900 means they can only go up to $1.1 million. So that would be a good approach, in my opinion, for consumers to have the access, and especially those unfortunate people who are not able to buy today.
Okay, that actually clears up a lot of things, and I feel like, especially in these times, what are your thoughts about us kind of bracing ourselves off to make sure that we prep ourselves that whenever 2025 comes and this law comes in, like, what do you think we should do at this time when we have about a year left until 2020, actually about 9 to 10 months left until 2025 starts, so that we can, you know, do you think right now the real estate property is going to go up or down, and what should we do in this time?
You know, I would recommend for those individuals who are still looking at multiple property investments that I believe the time is running out, and the time is start ticking, because from 1st January 2025, that would be difficult for them to get into that, you know, multiple purchasing, because their affordability is not going to be qualified with new OSFI rules. For those who are struggling today, I think it would be a better news or good news coming for them that now there would be more buyers in the pool of buyers to get out and get the properties purchased and would be able to buy. And as far as your question is market, I always believe in this strongly, that real estate market will be strong always. Even today, people think it's not strong. I believe it's still strong. Yes, it is slow because of the high interest rate, because of the high borrowing cost, but it is going to get better in coming days and coming months. We are expecting a good news, hopefully by mid of this year, to see an interest cut. Even if it's not, even if they are staying at the same number, it will still be better for the market, and better days are around the corner, in my opinion.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Well, guys, subscribe to the Team Mirza podcast, because we're going to be launching a lot of good stuff and a lot of good ideas and information and value, you know. So make sure you tune into our podcast every single week, and we're looking forward to dropping in more ideas in terms of real estate. So thank you so much, and thank you so much for Mansoor for bringing up
for you know, your time. And I still recommend whoever is listening to this podcast, if you have any further questions, you wanted to know about this OSFI rule or any real estate question,
absolutely,
give us a call at 416-571-1163, and me and my team is looking forward to speak to you and discuss your budget and needs.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.